Hi, I'm Becca and I'm from Mind, the mental health charity, and I'm on the streets of London today for World Mental Health Day. Right now I'm with Nick, who's a city account manager.
Hi.
Nick, did you know that today was World Mental Health Day?
No, I didn't know there was such a thing as World Mental Health Day, but I do know Mind and I think you guys do a great job.
Oh, that's great to hear. Is your mental health something that you think about on a kind of day-to-day basis?
I have to say, once upon a time, I didn't give it a moment's thought, but over the last few years, I mean, particularly since the crash, 2008, I've just seen more and more of my colleagues either burning out or becoming redundant and hitting the bottle. So, yes, it's something I do think about most days. Well, yeah, virtually every day.
And do you think that in the environment that you work in, it's something that's really considered?
It didn't used to be, but like I say, it's becoming more apparent. You know, one of our directors, you know, was took 6 months off work, and it was for a burnout. You know, he was working too hard, and he had a breakdown. And since then, I think they've taken it more seriously in my firm.
That's really good to hear, and we'd like to see other firms doing that. What do you think that companies could do better to look after the mental health of their staff?
I think maybe just flexible working is, you know, where I am, people work ridiculously long hours. So I think trying to work out getting the work-life balance better, I think will increase people's productivity as well if they have time to spend with their family and doing hobbies and things, then they're going to use the hours that they are at work more productively.
And what do you think are some of the challenges that company directors and kind of managers have in kind of implementing those good working practices in their kind of daily lives?
I think it's just the culture of the city, you know, is that idea that, you know, you've got to work hard, you've got to play hard, you've got to put in the hours, and I think that has to change.
And what would you say if you were advising a manager on how they could kind of improve mental health where you work? What would be like the main piece of advice that you'd like them to take away?
I think just to be more sensitive and to listen to their employees and try and put themselves and their employees, you know, the people they're managing, put themselves in their shoes.
Great. Well, that's something that we'd really like to see. So thank you for joining me today for World Mental Health Day. Wish you a really good afternoon.
Thanks.